ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့ဒီနေရင်မရင်ဒီတဒီဝတန်ဒီသမ္မာနစီကြည်တည်းဒီဝရင်ဒီတအဤကတောင်းနေဟိုတလင်းရဲ့ကတ်သူကြီးတင်းရဲ့ငွေငိုရကျော်သောရံဒီတံပေါ်ဒီတွင်ညီဝတန်တကုန်ဒီငဝဲဆောင်းသူကြီးတင်းရဲ့သူကြီးတသောရံညီဝဒီတွင်နီဒါသမ္မာမဆံကနောင်းနီဆမဲသူသူကြီးဟိုတတင်းရဲ့သူကြီးငိုရကျော်တသောရံဒီမရမဘဆံကသမတိမရင်သူသမ္မာနောဝဇိတာသံသူတို့ကြီးဟောတနတင်းတဲ့ငိုရကျော်ဒါသောရမကိုငိုဝန်တော်ဝတိရောက်အောင်ဒီနနောင်ကိုကျင်းစီဒါသူသူကြီးဒီပါတော့ဒါစံတင်းကြီးကြီးဓမ္မစီကျေဓမ္မစီကြီးတဲ့ခွန်ကြီးအောင်ပြောရတော့ဒုသုဆိုနရံစံကြီးဓမ္မတော်ကြီးကြီးကဓမ္မစီဝဇိတာကြီးကြီးကရိဒီကြီးကဓမ္မရှိပါသည်ကျရောင်းလာကြတော့နဲ့တနည်းအရှင်မသိအောင်တော့ကလမ်းကြီးကြည့်ဆိုရင်လည်းအကောင်းရင်လည်းမောင်းချပါလားကျဓမ္မကြည့်အောင်ဒီနေ့ကျပြင်းနဲ့ဌာနီဇယင်းခွန်မှာကျသာသုံကုမောင်ပူးကျင်ယူရရင်လည်းဇယင်းခွန်နောက်ကခွန်နာနာတံခွန်နာဗရံကြည့်သို့ရောင်းရလာတံသို့ရောင်းရံကြည့်ဩတရှင်ညင်ကိယကိကျဟောင်းကိုရှာကြလာတယ်တင်းကြီးမရပါကျင်တဲ့ဒီဟောင်းကြီးဒီကျဂျီမာဂျီမာမရိကွရိကွတမ်ကွတမ်ကွဤယောင်းဝဒရမတေလာဂျီကွဒရမဆောင်းယံကိုယွာရီဝဒရဏဇန်ကြီးဒရမဆောင်းယံဒုနာဂျီရယင်းခေါင်းယနာတင်ပလာယနာကောင်ကဟုတ်ဒီရိဒါတာဂျီကွငမတိဂျီကွဒရမတိမေလောလာဟာတဘာစီဂျီချက်ကူမို့တောဟာတဇောနာဟာတိဌာနီရမကြီးဂျီသမံကိုယံပယံသူဂျီချီစီဟုတ်ကြည်တာရန်စံစတိနာတေဇာယင်းခေါနာတင်ပလာတော်ကြီးကဟုတ်ကြည်တာဟုတ်ဒီကမရကြီးညရပါနောင်ရှင်ကြီးမရရူဝချာသွန်အောင်သတ်တော်ပဲရန်တုံကြီးရန်တုံကငောင်းနေဓမ္မကြီးတော်ကဒီလားဟုတ်တဲ့ရန်စံကဓမ္မစကြီးသိရင်ပဲရင်တက်ကောင်းရင်နာနောင်ကကျင့်တည်သူကြီးဒီပါတော်စံတင်ကြီးကြီးဓမ္မစဝဒရှိကျင့်တည်ဆောင်ကြကဆောင်သူလာတယ်နိညကိစံဇဘရတိုးဒီလောင်းနဲ့ညကိမရှိပါလားဓမ္မလီချုံးကိုဟိုတဲ့နောယရှိတင်တော့ကနောယရှိជីវတိမန္တဒီနိဇောင်တိမာယန္တတိမာတဝေဂျလူမာတုဘဝသဘာနိဇောင်တိအဂျူတကရစကိုဒါဆင်းကရမ္ပတိမာတုမနဒီဒါရမ္ပငါရှိနာရမ္ပသမရှိနာအဲဒီရမ္ဘာသူကျင်းနဲ့လူရင်းရည်ဒီနေ့အမရီဒီကရစီအကျေရမရီဟိုတဲ့အကျေရမရင်ပဲနော်အကျေရမရီဒီနေ့လူရင်းရည်ငဝင်းရည်ဟိုတဲ့ဆင်းရဲတဲ့ရွာတင်းတင်းကြီးရောင်းကြည့်ဒုတိယဒီဝရမ္ဘာတိတောင်ဝကျွာရင်ငေါလာဒီနေ့ဆမ္လာမူပရမ္ဘာတိညီဝရမ္ဘာစမ္ဘဂျလူးစင်နဲ့အရမ္ဘာမရှိဝတိနယင်သူကောင်းတက်ကြောင့်မာတဝေဂျူလီမာတဘနိကပ်ကိုယန္တမန်တဲ့ညီကငွေဆောင်တဲ့ဇောရမတိဒါဆင်းရဲကိုရမ္ဘာငူဝတိအစဉ်ငွေဆောင်ကြောင်
း Now we have come to the conclusion of the presentation of the second isolation and we're ready now to proceed with the third one. That means we have already covered the first two partsof practices of the completion stage, the Vajra body physical isolation and the Vajra speech verbal recitation. We start now with the concentration, which is the Vajra mind mental isolation. We look first of all at the definition of that. So it says that it is the completion stage practice occurring, first of all, from the generation of the primordial awareness of appearance derived from dissolving the winds in the indestructible drop at the heart through completely loosening the channel knots at the heart in dependence on two conditions. One is the internal condition, which is Vajra repetition and absorption as the two stages of gathering winds, and the external condition, which is life force exertion of the seal. And here we have the term, the stages of gathering the winds, the gathering of the winds. And Rinpoche was saying that there are two ways that you can gather things, right? If we look at the example of having, let's say, generated yourself as the deity, you have generated your consort, you have generated a number of deities around you, so you have this entourage, you have generated the whole inestimable mansion. Outside that, you might have gardens or grounds and so forth. When you do this sort of generation, the generation happens in stages. And when you come to the point of dissolution, of gathering those things, again, the gathering can happen in stages. And you would reverse. So the stage that was established the last will be the first one to be absorbed in its previous stage. So you will start with the grounds that will gradually dissolve into the palace. The palace will gradually dissolve in the entourage. The entourage will gradually dissolve into the concert. The concert will dissolve into the main deity. The main deity will dissolve into the syllable Hum. The Hum will start dissolving into light. So this is a process of gradual dissolution. And it is said that it is similar to watching your own breath. If you have said ha in front of a mirror, and then you watch it shrinking, you know, gradually and disappearing. So this is the gradual dissolution. There is another way where you can dissolve things instantaneously, quickly, without going through the stages, without doing it suddenly, without doing it in stages. All of a sudden, you can cause them to disappear. So there are two ways of doing this dissolution. So, up to here, we have actually described the beginning of that phase, the lower limit. And now the definition continues to explain to us how far that stage goes. And it says it goes up to, but not including, the attainment of the impure illusory body. So this is the nature of the stage of mental isolation. Arunshe went again through the different ways that we can enumerate those stages. He said, if you start by counting generation stage, and then after that you start with physical isolation, mental isolation, physical, verbal, mental isolation, you would be on the third level of the completion stage. But if you want to count the generation stage, you would be on number four, or in terms of level of practice. If you want to enumerate things in a different way, then you would take the physical isolation and the verbal isolation joined together, subsumed together, under the title Vajra repetition. And then after that, you would have focusing on the mind. And what would follow after that would be the illusory body. So the illusory body can either come third, or it can come fourth, or it can come fifth in the list, depending how you count it.
Hori da dinda yinba yindi da dani zang dani sa dani yang ju dhaman da yu na di nari puna parchinak.
So we will stop the presentation of the text here for tonight, and we have plenty of time for questions and answers. So we were talking about this this resonance of the three letters, the Om Ahum, and we explained what it is not, right? We said it's not the letters, it's not the verbal recitation, it's not the mental recitation. So exactly how do we perceive that resonance, right?
Ori da jin ta sam ka ni da song jang bi da ji yi ki tyo nam ba dang tham de ba ma yin si o ji da tu di da dang di ma cha dang ni jun di da dang de dang wo yir me ba de yang ma yin si o ji da de ni yang ji ka de se go yi di ge son da wo yi ka sang lo dang ne ji di ngo wo yi nyam ba de yang ma yin si da de ni yu ge ni
So
oda ti kap go dong go ju long go dong go dong se na dra ju yuari oda te dong ju ju go dra o ju da di ni ni go dong go dra di ju ye ki sambu dong go dra dong dong ho wo yir me ba muwa isi go mugo mugo jina nam si na mar ju di dra dong da wo ju ko ya da wo ju yu di ni
उन्हें चीनी दी आमचो की ड्राची कोगिरेस यमनो छोवा मिक्सर ची योंगिरेस खंडे से ऐसा है
और इधर ड्रादों यंदु जी करते को नोंग ड्रादों दी आमचा को कोगो योजिरवा पड़ची
नोस Rinpoche was saying that if you look at this particular part of the text that we were covering, it was the author went into all this effort to explain to us what it is not, and by eliminating those three cases, it's actually leading us to it's kind of pushing us towards the correct understanding of how exactly this thing is. So he said it has nothing to do with the letters itself. It does not. It has nothing to do with the external verbalizing of the sounds. It has nothing to do with the mental recitation of the sounds. Rather, you come to the point to understand, to identify that when there is arising or entering or abiding of the winds inside your body, this has a nature, an identity which is undifferentiable from the sound, the resonance of the three syllables Om Ahum. In the beginning you will not be able to perceive that, so you just work on the basis, let's say, of your conviction that this is your faith, your belief that it is indeed so, and this faith involves a little bit of resolution, a little bit of imagination. It is like this. You're repeating to yourself, this is what it is. When my winds are moving in my body, the nature of that moving has this sound. After you trained yourself and things start changing, there will come a time where you will be able to perceive it. So then I ask him, say, exactly how do you perceive? Do you get a sensation in the body? Do you hear a sound? And he said, since we are saying that is a resonance of the sound, it has to be heard by the ears.
ये बना करने से वो तीन लोग मुआयने की कोशिश ने जिसे यंत्र यंत्र जिसे मायन बात देना जिसे अंजाव देना तब कुआं युजरवा बना टोको दी मधी चिना यो जिसे जमीनों ये ना टोको ये ना नॉनी ड्रेट टवाया चिंदिगा ऐसे मुझे
I'm joking here, but you know, after a while, in the beginning will be through your faith and through resolution that I'm hearing this sound. After a while, you will be able to perceive it. I'm just saying it's like you're hungry and you're becoming more and more hungry. So at the end, you start hearing all these sounds in your stomach. It's a joke. Okay. Yes.
Rinpoche just mentioned there's a gradual or an instant dissolution of the mandala. Are those methods recommended for different types of practitioners, for example, or different times?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we mentioned that there are two different types of dissolution. You can either do it gradually or you can do it instantly. And are these for different types of disciples, or are they to be done at different occasions, at different times? Rinpoche la ti naranso durim mindrawa, rin mindrawa ni yorwa, rinpe ki durim tan, hopte ka la ten su, kangalo duya, ta ti kare chin kor ta, seye kan ta, ta hla, ta kor ki hla la soba, yamena rinpe kale kale, yamena hopte ka la. Ti rin ni yoba ki jumsen kare res, loma ta koranso kam mindrawa yope yinsan, yamena nekam mindrawa, dinre tam mindrawa kogi duya es, kare res.
ဟောရည်ကြီးကျတော့ကမာကြီးဒွေအကရံပါနာတင်ရကငွေဦးနေစစ်ကြီးကျောင်းဝရင်သူတည်တဲ့ကြာနေကြီးဒရမစကြီးဒီကျွာရနေအောင်ဆောင်လို့နော်နေဒရမကကွာနဝတိချောက်ချောက်ဒီကြီးဘာတွေ့ရထတွေ့ရံပါသာတွေ့နေစစ်ဒွေရံပါဝတ္တသောကြီးလီလာဝကြီးမာကြီးရှိကထာနီကာလီကာလီကရံပြီးဒွေအောင်အတိဒေါ်စကြီးလီလာရှိနေဝရင်ဒီ
Now, it is really from the point of view of what is easier to practice. And if you have gone through the process of gradually establishing this visualization, right, you might find it easier for your mind to dissolve it gradually. And also because it happens gradually, you have time to think of it and go step by step by step. Now, for some of the people might be able to just do the whole thing instantaneously, very quickly, but others feel uncomfortable with this process, and also they find it more difficult, more confusing. So for that reason, we have two methods. Yes?
Could Rinpoche please tell us something about the indestructible drop at the heart and explain to us why it is called indestructible?
Right. So, we mentioned the indestructible drop at the heart. Could Rinpoche say more about it and why does it have that particular name?
Rinpoche lang aron so ninge misik pe dile yorwa. Misik pe dile digitan ngo kare yores. Tene Quran trashe kare res. Misik pe seregi jumsen kare res.
Oda ninge maju wa tuli si je dela ji da kar sego. Jingazu mei li si ji di ma zhoyang du na thangmar mengar jing kham tuk den si jing pama ni man zomba rin kham karbo dan kham marbu tukpa ni bo kawa kajur ka vi de la jing bardo wa nam si di de la si teni ma rinbi di mar jing chiri chirin rogun rogo jingazu dan teni ki thangni par jabja ka teni an diga jing karisi go tangbo jing နန်းနန်းတော့ဝင်တယ်ဒီနေ့မှာရီဘာကဆုံးတော့ဒုစီကြီးရင်တင်ဒီနေ့မှာတင်တဲ့ကြီးရမ္မာရမ္မာရှင်နာမှာချောင်းယောင်ဝါကြီးရမ္မာရင်သူတိစပ်ရင်တော်ဝတီခံကံမကြီးတိတိရင်ဒီပါတော့ဒီကျန်ချက်ဝတူစရောင်ကလူတန်းတော်ဆင်းကြီးခံတယ်ဝတူစဒီတိဆောင်ပြီးပါလိမ့်အကြီးတက်ခါကြီးရောင်ကဆမ် ရုံးကလူတန်းတော်ဆင်းတင်ရင်ချွေးနီကပ်စညမခါရှိလာချွေးကြီးချင်းနောင်းမှာရှိစေကြည့်ဒီကပ်လာငကြီးဆမ်နောင်းတဲ့မရှိဝထလေးစနေတည်နိနေတည်ရံနာကြီးတေးမာရချလောက်တဲ့တုံးဆိုးဒီကြီးနမ်ကြီးနာနာဝီယုံကနောင်းကြီးနီထောက်ကထလေးကြီးကမကြီးဆောင်နေနီခံကပ်ဝထလေးကြီးနာဝါပြောက်ဒီနာငကြီးခံကမ္မကြီးကမာရ
Rinpoche was saying, we talk about this indestructible drop at the heart. We have to understand, first of all, how this is formed. Now, at the time of conception, we have the consciousness of the bardo being that is entering at the union of the white and red substance. This white substance comes for the father, the red substance comes from the mother. And from the moment of conception, when consciousness enters into that, we go through the phase of development. We go through different stages of developing of the embryo, such as going from a stage where it is oval in shape and it is it cannot withstand any pressure, it is quite loose, and gradually the shape changes, moving into a shape that resembles the turtle, where you have the head and the hands and the arms sort of like protruding a little bit. It becomes a bit thicker, it can withstand pressure and so forth. And we know from the Western, like we have all the little photographs of the development of the embryo these days, and we know that there is this development that is taking place. Now, what has happened? We say that from these two initial white drops, like substances, the white and the red, these two, they come together and they're joined at the time of conception, and from that point onwards, they grow. Things develop from that. And eventually we establish a body, which is described to be a body possessing the six elements. It's a particular type of body. Now, During our lives, our body and our mind remain conjoined together. And what happens at the time of the death, there will be a time of separation. Now, we have a different, in the West and in Tibet, there is a different way of positing the actual time of death, of recognizing the actual time where mind and body are totally separated. And for that reason, it is said that one should not disturb dead people, or what we perceive as dead people externally, for a number of days until we actually see signs that consciousness has really left the body, because they say that the mind for quite a while abides within this indestructible drop at the heart. After a while though, very, very often you can see the external sign of a drop of blood coming out of the nose, or a drop of white substance being coming out from the lower opening of the body. And it is said that this is the external sign that actually indicates that definitely the mind and the body that have remained together for so long have been separated and the consciousness has moved out of the body. Right. So still this indestructible drop remains there, right? The subtle elements of that drop remain there. For that reason, it is called indestructible. It remains indestructible for a very long time.
Yes. As was stated earlier, meditators can experience dissolution of the wings at the heart chakra, but not inside the central channel. And also, meditator can experience dissolution of the winds inside the central channel. During these two different processes, is there a difference in the qualitative and quantitative blisses that the experience that the meditator experiences?
Mm-hmm. Right. So we say that when we cause the winds to come and dissolve at the heart, there are two cases. Either you will cause them to dissolve in the indestructible drop itself, which is at the very center, or you can cause it to dissolve in this area, but not exactly at the center. Is there a difference in the intensity or the amount of bliss, do you say, that the meditator experiences during these two different occasions, right? Intensity and refinement. Yeah. Pema chela dinga no so lung min jawa sa uma ningar na la duwe ina kap ni yore sa chi misik pe ting le nang la duwa shenda di misik pe ting le sa uma na la ma yin ba te tha nye bo te nye wa na la duwa rig ni yore kap ni yore was te kao la gom jam nyen ki korangi gawa min jawa gawa ki ri min jawa nyongi yore was pechasana gawa ta chigla shuk chembo chikshela dindre shuk chembo mayim ba yamena chig rak pa chig chamo dindre ki khebar yorwe
ori di kaltana ji
ari kab min jaw ni yorwa chig misik pe dile na la diwa senda di misik pe dile rang mayim ba ti thanya sa jaw chi te ni kab de ni la yang gawa che chung min jaw yamena gawa ki rak pa chamo dinje ki khebar yorwe
ori dati gawa se jo muzi jo sa yo command di ko ta jo no yi shi se ji di jon ni so na yin ko no da no ji to sun ko no yi shi da che be yi shi ni tu ji yi shi se ji di jon ni so ja wa jama ji yin de ma jon yong ko yo na ji ma shi wa de le rong la ma ta ya ko ta yin din ni yang din zhe ge ji yi xi zhen yang ni zhong zhe ge jin mai jie jie ma xie ge ji cha xi chen zhe gan zhe xie ge you ne wo ji de ngu di la ma xi wa tong ni zhe ge qie lao di la ma tong ge you bu tong ye zhi song you ge
wa. Rinpoche was saying actually that we didn't see anywhere in our text any description of any joy or any bliss accompanying this particular occasion. What the text really refers to is to the appearance or not of the different types of primordial awareness of, let's say, the white appearance, the red increase, the black near attainment, and so forth. If you have this type, the empties, right? So if you have the primordial awareness of those things, you can be sure that the winds have dissolved in the indestructible drop at the heart. If you don't get the fully qualified primordial awareness, if you just get, let's say, a slither or something that resembles that, then you would have to infer from that that the winds have not really dissolved in the indestructible drop, but that they are still at the area of the heart somewhere nearby. But there was no mention of an experience of bliss associated with this occasion, so we cannot talk about difference of quality or intensity. So if in this occasion where you're causing the winds to come and dissolve at the heart, if you have the fully qualified visions that as in the similar way that they appear at the time of death, if you have white appearance followed by red increase, followed by black near attainment, if you get all the signs, if you get the full visions, then you can say for sure that the winds have actually dissolved into the indestructible drop of the heart. But if you, let's say, you just get one vision but you don't get the next, or if the order of the visions is mixed, or you just get not the whole vision but part of the vision, then this is an indication that you have not really caused them to come straight into the indestructible drop. They are nearby. So this is how we can tell how close to the indestructible drop we are or not.
When Rishi talked about the Vajra recitation, or the stage called Vajra recitation, first there was the meditation on the mantra drop at the heart, and then at the light drop at the brow, and thirdly, the substance drop. When he talked about the Vajra recitation, only four main winds are used, the text says. Could Rishi explain why the pervasive wind is not used? And secondly, could Rinpoche give an example how, say for instance, with the downward moving wind, how one would do the Vajra recitation from that, on the basis of that light drop?
So the question is that when we were explaining the Vajra recitation, it seems that the order of doing the practice is first of all to concentrate at the level of the heart and do the mantra at the mantra drop, then to go at the upper opening and do the recitation on the basis of the light drop, and eventually to go at the lower opening and do the recitation on the basis of the substance drop. But we said that in this case, only the four of the main winds are used. So your first question is why the pervasive wind is not used. And secondly, if Rinpoche could give us an example of how we would do the practice, let's say with a downward voiding wind when we are concentrating with a light drop.
Under the impression there's no Vajra recitation here or at the lower, only Vajra recitation here.
So
I was just as a preamble that it didn't seem like you do Vajra recitation here, only here, and then.
Right, so that's part of the question as well?
You just said that you did
Di cemo la zeti la gomne, ne zeti la mingne gomjaviores. ina ya tekavla ngaron so lung tsawe lung gi nangne lung sima do tezu dang men dos kyapche gi lung tenala tezu dang men dos di gyum sen kare ina
ori ta ji chapse ji no de da dan dan de ni ji de zaven go ori zaven go ren mi mo di ja na seme zar de ji wa la chapse ji long la mi bu di se ji di o ji de chapse ji no se ji di zubu cha tam ji la mar chap di wa yen du ti ti daram di long nga ge na ni ji se jo na ma to de de thya di to ji ko mi ko yo sa ro ti na na yin ku
Now, the reason why we do not use the pervasive wind is because the pervasive wind, as the name indicates, is to be found everywhere in the body. And because it's everywhere in the body, it becomes more difficult to identify it, to locate it, and to utilize it in this practice. Maybe something can be done later on, but not at this phase. It's the most difficult wind to work with. And then the other question, Nirmuchila de Yenla Nivadenala, Pechesana Tursel ki lung yorwa, Tursel ki lung ki tone, de la tune, naranso oti gom kandes yagores.
Gazir di long la tennis yorwa. Rida di da ji dina gensang dwa inji karisigo. Lija duyag chani. Karisigo durdi gomba yena tsava long jila teni si ji on tau jivudi oji da teni te mayimba monshi nga dhva yena yana galong ala teni sonyo yuwarwa oji da tersirka long di kurangu chunyan rao di mara terte jingi galong yungu yuwarwa di kai kenden rao kurwa yena
Now, Rinpoche was saying, okay, let's look at this example that you asked to see how one would utilize the downward wind and by relying on that, do the meditation on the light drop, which is at the upper opening. Now, this came up at the point of the text where we were saying that one can rely on the four main winds in order to accomplish any of the four activities of pacification, increase, subjugation, and wrath. And then we said that if you wanted to attain the higher perceptions, then you had to rely on the secondary winds. And Rinpoche was saying that since this downward voiding wind is a wind that usually moves as the name indicates, kind of downwardly, it seems that it might be very useful to do it if you want to establish wrathful activities. So it might have a special function there.
But how does one actually do the Vajra recitation is the main question. I just gave one yin as a basis. Say, does one start from that point? And how does one actually do the recitation?
Well, Rinpoche was saying that in general, when we talk about the winds, you have to understand that there will always be winds circulating within the chakras. There will be in every channel wheel, there will be in every type of channel, and so forth. But in this particular occasion, we have the benefit of concentrating on the upper opening, which seems to have some, you know, some, how do I say, some qualities of its own. And what you would be doing is just to sit there and observe the thing that you are causing the winds to rise into that particular point, and then try to hear the sound, the nature of that rising, having a sound that is similar, is identical to one of the three letters. Then you will try to see that entering and hear the sound of that. Then you will try to see the sound of the wind abiding there. So you just go through this process of the winds rising, entering, abiding.
To that our the mean on la rang la magneti non la rang ni tambo rang rang ni za ma mi pat sa wa da ti li dang du na chalo de dang ya me din ni da ti non lo ni sir dang du na ti ni ko ji ga ze go o ti di yi ge te mo da wo ga ni ga de na yu ha yin di yang ma na ma da ma se go ro wa ji ji wi san go ra dong wa yin na lu ma san go ra dong wa yin na ti na ji ma so chalo la ba ya ge mu ga ti yu ku yu wa ma ri ti yin du na dong du ti ra dong yang se ri ha ri yang ji ga du na ngum ba ram ro wo ti na ka ra rong ni ya yang ji yang rong ni ni yang ni wa da dong ji ni san go da ko ra no ji ja go yu wa ro wa
Rimuchala Shirdandi, Otigdi, Ta Korajawaina, Ta Mataya, Ta Yataya, Dinje Tangorave.
Rida Thomas Duna, Kuran Rani Ni, Marakarsego, Mazumasa Divayana, Yad Thomas Duna, Deba Nika Tiri, Danduna, Tamana Yar Langos on the way you are. Tayana, Tenga Nathina, you are in the Nazi Shalava Dona.
When you're going through this phase of seeing the winds rising, entering and abiding, what you're actually doing is you are moving that little drop. You will not allow the drop to move outside the central channel. So when you're going through the phase of arising, there is not the case that you will push the drop outside of the central channel or outside the body. It will always be within the central channel. But you will go through phases of moving it up and down in the different important points of the body. And you will be observing yourself, like, am I capable of moving it there? Am I capable of causing it to enter there? Am I capable of causing it to abide there according to my wish? So you do that training in one. First of all, you do it at its own place, which is at the upper opening. Then you push it downwards at the throat. Then you can try to do it at the heart. Then you can try to put it even lower than that. Then you can bring it up again. So it's as if you're circulating this little drop.
In this morning in the session, Rinpoche talked about white and red descending drops on page 33 in the first paragraph. And Rinpoche said the white drop comes down from the crown of the head, but the red drop starts at the heart and has three descends three times from the heart. If that is correct, then it goes from the heart to the navel, from the navel to the secret place, and then someplace beyond that. And the text seems to imply that the red drop has four descending periods that are divided into three each. Mm-hmm. Is that not correct? What's in the text?
All right, so we're going to ask the question about, in the morning we talked about the descending joys. We said it is through the descending of either the white or the red substance. We said that We started with a white one. It was straightforward. It goes from the crown to the throat, from the throat to the heart, from the heart down to the navel. And then it said that we have, again, four subdivisions into that, making it into 16. And then we talked about the red one, and we said that it is actually 4 divided by 3. Okay, so let's see the actual way of the divisions and the actual stages of dropping down of the movement. Kam karbo tang marbo nyi yara, korang so chiwa ne jimba jimba nyi nyinga nyinga ne tawa tawa ne sawa ne di pabe yinsang, pabe kabla ta ngarang so di gawa minjawa shi kye yore. Ina ya di kare ye pab ki gawa tenala kam karbo ina tenala detsen shi yore sa. Na marbo ina detsen sum yore sa. The detsen shi tan detsen sum di kare ki wangi yong res, kandes yong res.
Ta di karzi go, ju ta sarmu sarmu ta tabjaba ram di di, ju zangkur ji wang di shiwa yana, ju zangkur di, ju ta karzi go, lugu ni senanda, ta di yendu kam karbu ni. Dhamba di main kham se na da, ju thak ni chu yengu yuwarwa. Dina yendu, dan dhamba ni, mara thak ni di, ju karbo da nyam dan rina yunga yendu, dan dhamba ni nyenka, nyenka ni tewa, tewa ni song ni, da jidu tiwa na, ju dhamba na uma song na, sam mata yoku yuwarwa. Dina gu bharche yengu minu.
Ramachala di dhamba ne?
Jimba,
Which is an chiwane dreamba, tevar la gawa tambo yara. Ena tena la gawa ina ya gawa di kama jing chembo dinde na uchi yorwe.
Ori de te yuku yosarwa. Chiyo yang diwa ra chandu chagui jina gawa riri la yang gawa jejiri tiwa yindu gawa gawa nchaga gawa chiga gawa nhanchi chiwa gawa si.
Ramachandra was saying that, you know, if we examine different places at the body, the four main chakras, starting from the crown, usually we say that the crown is the basis or the seat of the white substance. So we would have no problem saying that the white substance moves from the crown to the throat, from the throat to the heart, from the heart to the navel, you would have, and from there to the secret place, you have the full descent. No problem with that. Now, if we look at the throat seems to be a place where red substance, where blood is also quite predominant. Of course, you have red substance at the crown. Of course, you have red substance at the navel. But the throat is also associated with blood, with red substance. And this is actually explains how we can have some people with very sweet and pleasant voices. It says that those who can generate can produce the sweet sounds of the voice is because they have an increased amount of the red substance at the throat. So if we start counting the descent of the red substance from the throat, it will be from the throat to the heart, number one, from the heart to the navel, number two, from the navel to the secret area, number three. So this is how you would have the three occasions or the three descents of the red substance. With the white one, you have four. With the red one, you can have three. Rinpoche says, again, we do not have an extensive presentation right now of that. And then I went back and I asked Rinpoche if it would be possible that this division or subdivision into four into three could be from the point of view of strength of or the intensity of joy. And definitely we can say, for example, for the white one, that each one of them is subdivided into four. So you would have the joy of the joy, the special joy of the special joy, the great joy of the joy, and the innate joy of the joy, right? So each one can be subdivided into four from that point of view.
Nyagi nidi changam, tewa nidi longkam, kham kanga yu yuwa ridi, nidi dang di nayang ju, nishin la wu chi mi chin la yu di yuwa yendu, sangkam go sayi shi li se ye di, zanya go, yenda ma yuwa zanya go nishin la wu yu di. Mengkam go shi li la wu di la, mambar shi go shi li yu di. Longkam zan, mei man, chi desi na,
And not only that, but also in the four locations, we have the representations of the four elements. So at the crown, we have the element of earth. At the throat, we have the element of fire. At the heart, we have the element of water. And at the navel, we have the element of wind. And each one of them has a different function. So first of all, let's say the function of the first element, the element of the earth, is to provide some stability. The function of fire is to blaze. The function of water is to gather things in. And the function of wind is to cause expansion of things.
On the generation stage, yeah, when one is cultivating concentration over himself as a deity, if the deity has his body mind, such as Parachutamaya or Vajrayana, does one visualize oneself with the body mind on the gross generation stage or on the subtle generation stage? And secondly, does a single point of concentration develop on clear appearance and then another concentration develops on divine pride of oneself as a deity? So please could Rinpoche explain something about how does one develop concentration with divine pride as the object?
Right. So the question was that in some practices such as Vajrayogini, for example, at the generation stage, you would have the practice of body mandala. Is this practice of body mandala done at the level of gross generation or at the level of subtle generation? And Tara, yes. And the other question was about developing two types of concentration. One type of concentration on focusing on clear appearance and the other one on divine pride. And could Rinpoche please talk a little bit about the second time, concentration on divine pride. Narasu Droma Javati and Nenjoma Javati and Kirim Kikavla Lukil Yara Di Dugorawes. Di Kirim Rapa Kavla Dugores, Kirim Chamo Kavla Dugores.
Lukil, Korean, right?
Right, so the answer to the first is that if you're practicing the body mandala because you are dealing with different parts of the gross body, it would have to be practiced at the level of the gross generation stage. And Nimuchira Dingaroso Kirim Ki Kavla, the Nawa Servota, Te Hlaiki Nawa Dugurezia, Tegala, Hlainga Gel Dugurez, Chetsanga Samten Yamena Tingezin Nigovidus, Chigi, Tingezin Chigi, Hlai Korlo, Mikpe Tingezin Rez, Shenda di Hlainga Gel Mikpe Tingezin Rez. Hlaina gel mikpe tinetin kandres dugures.
Orida, ma jeres dina ojida rangul lul hik mulguyvari modi hi sangung mulguyvari ye ye am semdi hi tujin mulguyvari endu rangul lingo yesam dai kazan tuzan gung o yanyam oju jida ngarangul lindan dai kad yanyam
ma jere si jo de tine chi jin zang gi wa ro. So the second one that has to do with divine pride. So what we're saying that is that you have to see your body as being the body of the deity, your speech as being the speech of the deity, your mind as being identified with the mind of the deity. So you're observing all this and you're saying, this is me. All of this is me. This divine body is my body. This divine speech is my speech. This divine mind is my own mind. And you generate that pride of that and you stay with that. Now ask, do you have to have single-pointed concentration? And Rishi is saying, no, it's not like that. You just stay there thinking, I am that. This divinity is me, is myself. That's what I am. And you try to generate that pride as strong as possible. What you try to do is not to allow to decline or not allow yourself to forget that. So you try to remind yourself again and again that you are that divine being. You try to cast away any sense of being ordinary and rather you try to hold into the idea of recognizing yourself as being the pure body, the pure speech and the pure mind of the deity.
Doing the body mandala on the gross part of the body. The entirety of the body mandala is within the chakras. Is that considered gross part of the body or subtle part of the body?
Right, so the question is if you're doing the practice of Tara, the body mandala is actually done without the channels.
It's within the different chakras.
It's within the different chakras. So is this still considered gross body? Is it still considered practice of the gross generation stage. Imagine that the drome ki nyamle pe chawa ina kerim ki kabla lukil duwa ina susu tsakor nala migne dugores tsakor la migne lu rakwa ra insa mares chijana ya kerim rafa insa mares samindos kerim rafa reves chamo reves
sangul kanola mugiya disivarwa
zare
Ori da ji jirdang ji lu taro gong de ji na ji za li zembo di ji lu taro yin song yi wari wa yin na yong ji zangur ge nong la ji serendivya di ji garisi go ki nambar da serendiv ku yi wa yin du mugtien rogo rakwan ra ji yin ku yu sa ro
Now In general, when we examine bodies and when we look at the distinction between gross and subtle bodies, if you come to actually focus on the central channel and the chakras there, in terms of bodies, yes, you are engaging a subtle body, but in terms of your focal object, because you see that as being associated with certain parts of body, which is not subtle body, gross body, in terms of your focal object, because you you are doing body mandala, from that point you are still at the level of gross generation stage. Was that a I think Rinpoche said
These, regarding these five main winds or four main winds, they are considered to have a location. That means a major location where they are residing, or the majority. And in Tantra, it's different from the medical approach sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Could Rinpoche please maybe say in regard to the Vajra recitation where the location of these five winds is in major things, and maybe if Rinpoche could also add to the winds the rest of the activities, you know.
If Rinpoche could add to the winds the rest of the activities.
Rinpoche has already mentioned for the downward moving wind the rough pull, and there is left the moving and
right, to correlate. Okay, so the question is that we've mentioned about the main winds, and we said there is a total list of five. In this case, in the case of Vajra repetition, we're actually relying on four of them. Now, are there special locations for each one of those winds in the body? And it seems that they are, and they seem to be different presentation. The traditional presentation is different from the one we would get from Western doctors, from Tibetan medicine. So you're saying that in Tantra and Tibetan medicine, the presentation of the locations of the winds is different. So you would like to have the tantric presentation of their locations. And also if Rinpoche could correlate the remaining four main, the remaining three main winds with the remaining three activities. Right, the first part of your questions, the specific locations of those five major winds. First of all, we have the pervading wind, and you can see from the name that this one pervades everywhere. You can find it in every pore of your body. The second one, the life supporting, we talked about this wind being identified in the gross level and in the subtle level, and Rinpoche said you can find this at the heart and in the indestructible drop at the heart. The upward moving wind, we know from its function that it's associated with speech, with vocalizing, moving the winds so that speech can be produced. So we can assume from that that probably the seat of that wind is at the throat. The downward moving wind, which has as its action to the main facility that it does is to dispel excrements and urine and so forth, is located at the navel. And finally, we have the equally abiding that we have mentioned that you find it together with the life supporting, so we can infer that it is also at the point of the heart. Now, your second part of the question, which was? Oh, the activities, to relate with the activities. Rimutila, the Naronso Siwe Le Gewe Le Chakule Da Wambu Le Chakule Le Shita Sawe Lung Shita Jewa Kare Kare Yores Pecha Sana Tursergi Chakpu Le Dan Jewa Yores Senda Dan Jewa Kare Kare Yores
Ori Da Dini Da Siwe Mi Di Da Garezgo Da Sanzongo No Da Dengo Mendo Oda Jiwe Li Zeduna Kuran Namjani Man Tertan Ru Yuari di Tini Yarchen the Dagna Tapuli. Ranjaka Mandruya di Longkam Gushili Karzago Juli.
Tene Wanki Lady
the
Metan Chimpa
the dan longji nisari ri warwa ri chu chu di da ri sangam ga niye se ki wari o ji da di o ri chenji chenji na chenji na di chenji na di chenji na di hong ga di da te ing me no chen ya ren du ngi ther se la ni da ji jong song a ther se ya ren du ne da ta bo man ro ne da ji wa
Okay, all right, so the life-supporting wind is the one that will accomplish actions of pacification. The upward-moving wind will establish actions of subjugation or power. Then the downward voiding, it has a double action. When it naturally it flows downward, right? And if it does that, then it will establish the actions of expansion. But if it changes and it starts moving upward, it will establish wrathful activities. So we stop here.